So far, some 8,000 people have signed up for expanded Medicaid in Alaska. And I'm one of them. My previous health insurance through the Affordable Care Act was up at the end of December. I needed to re-enroll, but I wasn't exactly sure of my options. So I went to see Andrea Thomas, Health Insurance Enrollment Navigator at Search, and she gave me some good advice.
You really should go in and re-enroll every year. That's the best possible way to get, you know, really get the good picture of what your assistance is going to be.
I explained my situation. I recently moved back to Alaska from Wyoming for this fellowship at Raven Radio. I'm living on a stipend, and for the first time in my 30 years, I'm worried my current situation would make health insurance cost prohibitive. Thomas laid out a few choices for me. I could A, continue paying for health insurance in Wyoming, which would cost $250 per month after the tax credit, B, get insurance through the exchange in Alaska, which was around $500 per month, or C, apply for Medicaid, as my current income is below the $20,314 threshold for single adults. Medicaid. Isn't that for seniors? I felt weird about it. But Thomas quelled my worries. Medicaid isn't actually that different than the health insurance marketplace, she says.
Both of those are subsidized insurance, right? So they're just subsidized in a little different way, but they're all really subsidized through the federal government. So while you might have some feelings about Denali Care, the market, that whole intention is to make healthcare more affordable, depending on your income. I think of it as just this is the time in your life that it just happens to be like this and could be short term.
If I were in the same situation last year, I wouldn't have been eligible for Medicaid in Alaska. In the past, single adults ages 19 to 64 didn't qualify, no matter how little their income. The benefits were only for low-income pregnant women, children, the elderly, and people with disabilities. Governor Bill Walker's decision to expand it meant some 40,000 previously uncovered Alaskans are able to get insurance.
So I had a number of people that came in here in the last 2 years that weren't qualified for any health insurance. They could not purchase because it would be too expensive. They didn't get assistance on the marketplace, and it was unaffordable to them.
Medicaid it is.
So I'm going on to the healthcare.gov website. Are you single or married? Single.
It all seemed so simple, but I just wanted to call and check to make sure my application went through.
Welcome to the health insurance marketplace. Based on the number you're calling from, are you calling about health insurance coverage for the state of Alaska? Is that correct?
After about a month, I received a check-like envelope in the mail. Inside was my Medicaid health insurance card called Denali Care. It says I had coverage from December 1st, 2015 to November 30th, 2016. I was actually surprised that applying for Medicaid was that easy. I thought government bureaucracy would mean more paperwork, more hoops. Now I just needed to figure out a little more about what was covered. So I called the Division of Public Assistance in Anchorage.
My name is Tammy Walker, just like the governor's. No relation, but and I'm the Chief of Field Operations for the Division of Public Assistance.
Walker explained that on top of doctor checkups, Medicaid also covers up to $1,150 of dental and vision needs, which includes teeth cleanings and eye exams. Honestly, this was much more than I anticipated.
What's really interesting is that people think that Medicaid just covers everything that anybody ever wanted, and, you know, and it doesn't. It covers a lot. And for those people who've never had coverage or who have been able to take care of their medical needs, this is truly a gift for them.
The best way to find out if you're eligible for Medicaid and get enrolled for services is to apply online, like I did, through healthcare.gov. Walker says that way your application won't get caught up in red tape in the Division of Public Assistance. But if someone needs urgent care and hasn't received their Denali Care card yet, he or she can get help.
If a client calls in and says, hey, I applied, but I need this medication. My child needs this medication, and I have got to get this done. We will prioritize that. And it's all about taking care of ourselves and our children. So that's what Medicaid expansion is all about.
Walker says 129,000 people receive Medicaid in Alaska, and more people are signing up by the day, including me. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.